KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told West Point graduates Saturday they were the first class to graduate in the new golden age of America, as he touted some of his initiatives. But his plan to remove diversity efforts led one West Point professor, Graham Parsons, to tell ABC he's resigning.
They're telling us what to think and what to think about. That's not appropriate, and we shouldn't be doing it.
There are Memorial Day events planned across the country tomorrow. President Trump will take part in an event at Arlington National Cemetery. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he wants the president to be able to sign a new spending bill into law by July 4th as he called on the Senate to make minimal changes to the bill that passed the House. Events in Minneapolis today marking 5 years since the murder of George Floyd by a police officer and getting closer to the green flag of the Indianapolis 500. 350,000 people expected to attend. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Lyme Awareness Month, and we now have the highest number of Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin history. Judith Ruiz Branch has what you should know.
There are 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but experts are focused on the black-legged tick or the deer tick in the transmission of Lyme disease. Experts recommend taking preventative measures when spending time outdoors, like wearing protective clothing and using insect repellent. They add you should perform tick checks and shower after any outdoor activity. State entomologist Dr. Zia Lee says some ticks, especially the younger ones, may be harder to spot.
Those are usually the ones that we associate with a lot of the cases of Lyme disease or tick-borne diseases, most active in June and July.
The number of Lyme disease cases has tripled over the past 15 years, according to state data. Deer ticks have spread from northwestern Wisconsin to every county in the state over the past 30 years. PJ Leash from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the increasing prevalence of this species has led to an emerging health threat.
They are still spreading outwards. They seem to be moving into newer areas. In some cases, that can be more like suburban backyards, areas where we haven't seen them historically, and they're still potentially expanding, and we don't know when they are going to stop.
He says if you're bit by a tick in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it's carrying Lyme disease. He emphasizes the risk of Lyme disease transmission increases with the duration of tick attachment, which is why prevention and detection are so important. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers fall in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball for the second day in a row, the Brewers losing to the Pirates. The final yesterday, 2-1 in favor of Pittsburgh. Batters like Milwaukee's Sal Frelick, Bryce Terang, making contact, but the Pirates making good defensive plays in the field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Didn't get the big hit again. Didn't get a hit in a big spot. Frelick hits the ball a ton. Terang puts a good swing on that ball. Frazier makes a great play. You know, we've got to do more than that to beat teams that are playing good. And the Pirates have played a little better here in the last 6 or 7 days.
The Brewers now 6.5 games behind the first place Cubs in the NL Central. Cubs losing to the Reds yesterday, 6-4 in Cincinnati. The Crew back home tomorrow, first pitch at 1:10 as they open a 3-game series against the Boston Red Sox. Basketball for the 7th year in a row, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named first team All-NBA. That puts him in a class with Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny with highs today in the upper 60s. A light northeast wind. For tonight, mostly clear, lower 40s. Light winds expected through the overnight. On Memorial Day, mostly sunny skies. Highs in the upper 60s. Chance of showers Tuesday. Currently 62 degrees.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock, And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Feeling stressed, frustrated, ready to break something? Come to Crashbox Therapy, Madison's newest therapy experience. Throw some plates, hammer a toaster, smash your stress away, and feel the relief. You worked all week? You deserve a break. Literally. Great for corporate events, holiday get-togethers, or any day ending in Y. Book your session now at CrashboxTherapy.com. 319 Beltway Highway, right next to Pitcher's Pub. Crashbox Therapy. Come let it all out safely, loudly, and guilt-free. Make your appointment at CrashboxTherapy.com.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
What a day. It's a Memorial Day weekend. As we said in the beginning, is it okay to say happy Memorial Day? Sure. But why not? I like to say have a contemplative Memorial Day. That's just me. I think those who have gone before would want us to have a good time. That's what it was all about. Well, I don't mean to sound preachy. I'm just saying... I'm not saying much, am I? Let's have Bill Clinton say something.
Together again in this magnificent amphitheater, in our national cemetery, to remember our fallen heroes. We honor as well all the proud veterans who would have made the same sacrifice if God had but called his heroes home in a different order. As you entered the grounds this morning, you saw every gravestone decorated with an American flag. Indeed, this day of remembrance was first known as Decoration Day. Launched in 1868 by the Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, who designated this day for decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. Some still mark this holiday in the same way. On Thursday before Memorial Day, this year and every year for more than 40 years now, the entire regiment of 1,200 soldiers of the 3rd U.S. Infantry has honored America's fallen heroes by placing American flags before every single one of the more than 260,000 gravestones here at Arlington. Then remaining on patrol 24 hours a day all weekend long to make sure each flag remains standing. All across our country in small towns and large cities, veterans groups represented here today perform the same sacred ritual. I want to recognize and thank the members of the Old Guard and the veterans all across America for their patriotism, devotion, and commitment to honoring the original meaning of Memorial Day.
Class musicians, as musicians go, tend not to make it big. Oh, there's the occasional Jack Teagarden, Louis Armstrong, Wynton Marsalis. A few others have struck gold as band leaders, but for the most part, horn players are the least part of the music business. So, when 46-year-old trumpeter cornet player Woody English got his big offer, the gig of a brass man's lifetime, he jumped at it. Not that Woody had had it so bad. He was, after all, principal trumpet for a symphony orchestra in Virginia. He had also performed background solos for TV shows and movie soundtracks. Yet rarely had he stepped from the shadows to be recognized, if only for an evening, by name. Well, now comes this too-good-to-be-true engagement, the chance to be heard by more people than all of the people who have ever heard him before. And on learning of that fabulous opportunity, Woody reflected irresistibly on his boyhood, on his teenage aspirations at Michigan's prestigious Interlochen Arts Academy. He had yearned to make his mark, to achieve something unique in music. And this right now offer would amount to just that. For in addition to an overwhelming audience of 260,000, the live performance would be recorded by renowned music engineer Simon Britton, and that recording would be distributed as none other ever. So Woody English practiced accordingly. Long hours. He pushed his 46-year-old embouchure to its outer limits. And then he showed up at the appointed venue on the scheduled day to play. And he did play. His reception? Utterly apathetic. I mean, among the 250,000+ attending, not one applauded. Under the circumstances, you'd think Woody might not want his name on the recording. And you would be right. It was subsequently released anonymously, and it circulates thus to this day, and it will forever after, but Woody doesn't care. It's the honor, he says, of having participated in that recording session which made the effort and the anonymity worthwhile. Of course, you now know his name, and most likely you will never forget it. For you see, of America's surviving military veterans, nearly 2,000 each day die. And yet fewer than 500 buglers, fewer than 500 are available at any day, at any one time, to pay tribute at their funerals. So, engineer-inventor Simon Britton created an electronic device, a 45-watt digital amplifier that fits snugly into the bell of a real bugle, and which, at the touch of a button, plays taps. And so realistic is the sound that even standing nearby, one would swear the honor guardsman holding the instrument is really playing it. Of course, the inventor needed a recording of taps for his microchip, and so on Memorial Day 1999 at Arlington National Cemetery, in the silent company of 260,000 soldiers there interred, United States Army Band Master Sergeant Woodrow English performed the melody that would haunt the horns of honor guardsmen forever after. He might have become the most famous brass player in the world, whom nobody knows. Except that now you know, for you know the rest of the story.
Bing Crosby.
Sometimes till reveille, I dream the whole night through. Each night till I hear reveille, I dream, my dear, of you. I have your face before me the moment we're apart. Till I hear reveille, I dream of you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Nelson Riddle. Here's John Wayne.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, the bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. The sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Here's Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen.
Down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
Hold it high and fight up the sky.
down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men, know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
In 1917, many of our young men went to Europe not to travel, but to fight. The freedom of the world was being threatened. Woodrow Wilson said, "I would rather belong to a poor nation that was free than to a rich nation that had ceased to be in love with liberty." We honored our commitment to the cause of liberty by giving up our sons. Many of them fell in foreign battlefields next to the brave soldiers of other lands. A poem by John McCrae has come to symbolize more than any other the meaning of their sacrifice. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Thank you.
answer that question.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Let us honor the memory of those who gave their last full measure of devotion by rededicating ourselves to what they died for a strong America, for the cause of freedom.
Josh Groban. Clint Eastwood.
I walk alone because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll say that I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashioned the night. I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory.
You linger in my dreams when day has flown.
Winston Churchill said of those he knew in World War II, they seemed to be the only young men who could laugh and fight at the same time. A great general in that war called them our secret weapon, just the best darn kids in the world.
It's Lou Regani, the music of the stars, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning to all our stations. Next week, we welcome June. So many songs about June. I found only one about February. And maybe two that mention November. Something about June. Let's enjoy it. We deserve it, huh? Well, thank you for being here on the Music of the Stars. Join us on Facebook. All across the world, our website, you can pick us up worldwide at civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us. The Music of the Stars. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. And until next week, then, keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Amid hundreds of prisoners of war swaps between Russia and Ukraine this weekend, Russian attacks continue, says ABC's Marcus Moore.
We've heard from Ukrainian officials that Russia launched nearly 400 drones and missiles, 13 different areas, hitting dormitories and various civilian locations.
With millions flying this weekend to make sure birds don't get sucked into jet engines and cause an accident. At Yeager Airport, West Virginia's busiest. Wildlife specialist Chris Kaiser says they have patrols of the runway with dogs. Praised as a hero, Nyla Bennett, hearing shouts for help, diving into the Delaware River at Burlington, New Jersey, where a 9-year-old boy fell off a boat dock, kept him afloat until a boat arrived. After the Trump administration cut billions of dollars in federal funding to scientific research, seeking to hire fired American scientists, Canada, France, and Australia. This is ABC News.